Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Okay. Where's that game we used to play as a kid? Red light, green light, red light, green light. That's what we got going on in high school football, coach.
Man, I see the articles. We on. We not. We on. We not.
Yeah, we on. Man.
So what's the situation now?
Well, the MHSA came out and said, okay, we're going to start practice this past Monday. Can't remember the date of it, like the 18th. So everybody get the kids together. They start practice. Tuesday, the Michigan Health and Human Services found out about what's going on and said, wait a minute. When we rolled back some of the restrictions, part of it was we have to do this testing. And each school district got to have somebody that's been trained in the new testing procedure. And, you know, each player has to be tested 3 times a week. So, therefore, that put the brakes on this past rollout. Because now these guys got to go get tested. Well, they got to get trained to test. Then they got to do the testing. So, the last time, the championship game would have been played mid-January. So, now they can't even get back into the practice mode till December 30th. Which now could potentially push this game out to the tournament out to the end of January, potentially into February. So, in my opinion, the MHSA has really screwed this whole thing up by being just overzealous in trying to get this season back on track instead of following the protocol that was laid out so each of these schools, if they wanted to continue, could. At this point, there's only one school that has dropped out. Stephenville Lakeshore, who was going to play DeWitt, which is in our bracket, and they just said, we're good. You know, we played them early in the year. They waxed us, and we're not going to do it. Coach Bellville, coach, in my opinion, probably one of the best teams in the state of Michigan.
That's right.
He had planned to take his family to Phoenix for the holiday. So that kind of screwed his plans up, and then he has to turn around, cancel those plans, and 2 days into it, then they on pause again.
They got all the D1 recruits at Bellville.
Yeah, they do, man.
Yeah.
And a lot of those kids were leaving early. But his thing was, you know what, that's fine. I'll play with what I got. Because what should have happened is, this thing should have been pushed off to the spring. Okay? We just said, okay, enough is enough. We're going to play these last 3 games in the spring. We'll go ahead and let basketball get started. And we'll go from there. But now basketball is going to get pushed back. So it's just a whole big mess in high school sports right now, Coach.
Basketball just might as well be AAU summer. High school basketball should have their games in the summertime.
It might turn out to be that way.
And just whoever your first 5 games is, you have them in a facility where everybody tested, and you have like an AAU summit.
Like a bubble, yeah.
Yeah. You have a bubble for AAU, and y'all play, all right, these are our first 5 games.
Yeah, you play two games. You play games back to back.
10 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs. Boom, they won them 5 games.
Yep.
Move on. Then you got a week of practice again. Come back to a bubble again. Play 5 more games. You got a 10-game season done right there.
They need to really think outside the box in order to get basketball in and out the way, because I truly believe that that's what's going to happen. Football is going to get pushed off to the spring.
Yep. So that's a great opportunity for that new facility they're putting up in Norman Pines.
Oh, okay.
Like, remember how the LC Walk Arena used to do the games for all the teams?
Uh-huh.
But now they got this big old court they're putting out in Norman Pines. Why not have the basketball season there? Like about five, six teams, and you rotate the season like that.
Okay.
And everybody quarantined, everybody tested, health department, whoever participate.
Yeah, because there will be no fans in the building, so you don't have to worry about seating.
Yep, like regular AAU.
Yeah.
There you go. They got their masks on, they playing. If you have a crazy, strange season, but you can knock out 15 games in a month.
Yeah, and that's what's got to happen, because they got to fast track it. Whatever happens, if they, you know, cause if you start basketball, whew, man, in February, you always have March Madness, right? That's in March. And then if you're going to start spring ball in April, you know, you got to have all that done, man. So it's just a mess.
Man.
It's a mess. But we'll see what happens. You know, there's been some college basketball games canceled, college football games canceled with this COVID thing, and it just has not gone away. And probably won't for a while. So, but NBA is back on the floor, right? Yeah, LeBron, it started last night.
LeBron them dropped them rings.
Them bad boys, man.
Yeah, them for some diamonds forever. Them boys is putting them big old rings on their pinky.
Yeah, they had, it was really interesting to see how it was constructed, where they talked about there were some diamonds in there for the number of championships they won, like 17, and there was some other in there for the number of days they spent in the bubble for last year. So, and then there the Kobe Bryant of the 23, so it was a really neatly designed ring, man.
I like how they gave them their rings through the Zoom, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yep. And Giannis gave his brother his. He's like, yeah. You the first in the family. You beat me to it. The baby brother. The
baby brother.
Wow.
Yep.
No, he's not. He's the next. He's one still in high school, I think, or something.
Well, it was on the camera. It was his other brother with him. So I think he was the younger one.
Yeah, it's only
that
three
was with
of them.
Giannis.
Yeah.
And
only
the other
three
one was with the Lakers.
Yep. It's three of them.
You know, the NBA, the Lakers, they just know how to do things first class, man. You know, you got to give them credit where credit is due.
Yeah, that's. And then somebody said, this Shannon Sharp was like, I like him. He said, again, the champions for the first game of the season, the LA Clippers, have won the first game of the season against the Lakers.
Right.
Back-to-back champs.
back-to-back.
They haven't raised nothing in that gym. No type of banner.
That's why Doc got fired, man. Doc told him this, that, you know, last year was going to be that year, right?
Doc been there forever, too.
Yeah. He was there, you know, helping to rebuild. But it's only one game. And, you know, the Lakers aren't trying to win no championship in one game, right? We know it's a long season. LeBron played limited minutes, which is the right thing to do. You know, he did it for TV. The minutes he played was for the Lakers fans, but by no means was that an all-out effort to win that basketball game.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Nope. Did get a chance to see the Nets. They look good.
All it takes is one argument for them and they done.
Yeah, right. One argument, one injury.
Yep. They one argument away. One argument, and people say I be hating on Kyrie Irving. I don't hate on him. He's somebody that has to literally shut up and droop.
He do.
He
really do, man.
Trouble,
he just
man.
Says things that, you know, in retrospect, when he looks back, I think he says, I shouldn't have said that. Then he go out and do it again.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting.
And he's not the caliber of like a Isaiah Thomas or anybody that's like a political figure to be saying things he say. But he be on these tangents that he's like, he crazy. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there. He crazy.
Very talented, but crazy. Got a first-year coach. Yep. So, that, you know, we're going to see how he can handle this and manage these egos. And it looked good out the gate, but it's a long season, man.
Yep.
Long season.
And I'm staying on that topic. I know that they was like, yeah, they're not going to give up James Harden for the Dinwiddie and LeVert and them and Allen and them.
Oh, no.
They're going to trade him for Kyrie Irving. It was like, if KD can get Kyrie Irving for James Harden, that's as good as sold.
Yep. No doubt.
Because James Harden is a better player.
Yeah, but see, his off-court antics is what's scaring off GMs now.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. With James Harden.
Yeah. Yeah. James is starting to develop a bad reputation in the league as far as the professionalism go for your star player.
Yeah, and Houston created that. They created
They did.
They gave him everything he wanted, and now you see what a spoiled brat looked like.
They said that they created a toxic environment in Houston where – it was, you know, it's okay. Everybody get caught up in traffic and late for, you know, a meeting or what have you. But they said it was a pattern with Harden. Late, come to meetings, miss practices, and it was never checked, right? It's like a kid. You give him candy all the time, and then, when he wants something, you're not getting any candy. Now he throws a tantrum. So, yeah, he may have not done himself very, very good when it comes to moving on from Houston, man. So now you look at what you're gonna get in return.
Man, them brothers getting some good money though.
Yeah, 40 mil a year.
Man, yeah. They getting some good money, Tony. Speaking of money, this is a money show. We got that bill they passed at $1.4 trillion
well,
in Congress.
It's not passed yet. Now remember, because Trump saying he won't sign it,
because he's saying that's 600 is not enough money to get the citizens.
Right. So, you know, I get that, but why would you wait until they say that they have reached an agreement to make that comment? You know, while they're in negotiations, you're still a president. You still got Mitch McConnell in your back pocket. You say, Mitch, $2,000. You got to put $2,000 on the table. And then, you know, it'll pass. What's wrong? You don't get to the 11th hour and then talk about, well, it should have been this and it should have been that. You've had months since March, since last March, to talk about putting together a package that would be acceptable to both sides in the House, Republicans and the Democrats. This is what they came up with. Right, wrong, or indifferent. They trying to get something passed, man.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but yeah, everybody would love $2,000 versus six, right? Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, if you fit in that category now, right? Because now it's like there's a ceiling on the amount that you can receive. Is it 75? I think it was 75,000 per household in order to qualify for the additional stimulus.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can still get, you know, per child allotment for it.
$600 per kid too, right?
Yeah. Yep, $300 for unemployment, extended unemployment benefits for more, 11 more weeks that would be added to what you are currently receiving.
And then there's one here that says the measure also includes $3.2 billion for the Veterans Benefit Administration to address its disability claims backlog. And that's and some people, I've been seeing posts like, oh, that's number 600. That's what the other $600 billion at. This is where it's going to the people that really can't help themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Situations. Military veterans, you know.
Yep.
What I was looking for in this bill.
Healthcare services.
Right. Healthcare, because hospitals are, you know, they're suffering, man. They paying all these overtime dollars, and they need some relief.
Yeah. So what you was going to say?
The schools are another piece that they have to address in this legislation, because, you know, even when we go back in person, there's got to be some protocol around social distancing for these kids, right? They just can't be on top of each other. So you got to retrofit the classrooms, potentially additional training for instructors. It's got to pay for the vaccine administration, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a lot of moving parts, man, more so than in the first bill that was passed.
Yeah, and I've seen, like, Michigan. I've been listening to another radio station, Michigan Public Radio. They like
that's
us.
That's my station. I love
you know, they nonprofit like us, so I get them love and respect. And they was talking about something to the tune of $500 million for the state of Michigan.
Okay.
But also, the Flint pandemic that's happened with the water, they trying to settle on that $600 million for them.
Right. That's already been approved.
Yes,
that
sir.
Money, they getting that money.
So how they going to roll that money out to families?
Well, I think it's not going to be where you're going to receive a check in the mail. I think a lot of it is going to be administered through medical services.
Mental health services, yeah.
Mental health services. Possibly to upgrade your own home water supply system.
The lines.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I don't, rebuild the block, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the infrastructure. But I don't think there may be some individual payments that come out of it. Mm. But I think the bulk of the money is going to go for the kind of services we just mentioned.
But let's go here. I know we're not getting off topic, because that's a pandemic that was a while ago. Hmm. And it's still current, right?
Right.
A lot of times when the money don't go directly to the citizens, you know what happens. Gentrification hits that city.
Oh, yeah.
Because Flint used to be the hub for General Motors and the Big Three.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, Buick City.
So I see it being a gentrification spot, because they got that Nestle place, that water and all that good stuff over there, where it's like, oh, we still got this little hood over here. We got to get this hood, get these people out of here, throw them some money for them that they can move,
mm-hmm.
and we bulldoze everything and make it.
Yeah, we just put in a whole new infrastructure.
Kind of like system. New Orleans do stuff like that.
Yep. Sewer system, roads, housing, the whole nine yards.
So then now the old citizens that was living there, they got affected by that pandemic.
Can't afford to live now.
Can't afford it. But they got somewhere else to stay. They can
just create another hood.
Yep. Displace them.
Yeah. Yep.
Displace yeah. community.
Yep.
Throw them a couple dollars, displace them in another community.
You know, what's interesting about this is the size of the bill. Was it over 5,000 pages?
Tony, right? I looked at it today. I was in my office and I was like,
5,000 pages, man.
I can't take that in the radio. I ain't been no 5,000 pages.
You know, so you got to believe that. Has anybody really, at this point, read this bill from cover to cover.
Oh, they read Obama's.
Oh, of course they did.
Remember Obama tried to pass his in 16? Again? And they, so, they read that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, normally what they do is they hire their staff, right? Somebody on the staff will say, okay, you got to take, you know, pages 1 to 500, and then you got to come up and create some kind of a synopsis,
summary. Yeah, a summary. Yep.
Of what it's all about.
The now, main points that we're going to take away from this concept.
One of the things that came out of the very first initial stimulus bill was the three martini lunch, okay? Back early 90s, there was a really, it was a common practice among businessmen to be able to write off what they called the three martini lunch. It says you take a client out to dinner.
Yes, yes.
You wine and you dine them. And if the bill is $500, you get to write off the whole $500 on your taxes.
I'm familiar with that.
Then they changed it under the Obama administration. Yep. and changed it to 50%. So they took half of it away. Well, the Trump folks slid that back in there in that last stimulus bill, and most people don't even know about that. But the three martini lunch is back,
yep.
100% deductible.
Now, I'm going to say this. People are like, why would they do something like that? My mentor, God bless his soul, he was my accountant. He just he passed away last month, Alonzo Harris. He was my accountant also, right? And what I used to do with him, he shared that rule with me, right? That mm-hmm. law. Because he used to always want to go to the expensive places in Detroit.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to go here. And the bill be like $500 the times you got it. I'm like, man, you make 10 times more money than me. But then when he started having a conversation after 3 months, he wanted to see if I was really serious about dedicating my life towards financial literacy and learning some things about investing. He told me, he said, it's a law that you good.
Yeah, that's 100% write-off.
Yeah, so that $500 a month, I was actually spending that with dinners with him, taking him out, but he was giving me advice on how to do things and how to, like, kind of like a life coach.
Yep, so just imagine.
It was eating good, though. Told
the cities that, you know, like the major cities, right, they got those restaurants where there's not, you know, there's not even a price in the menu.
I've been there. I've been to the place.
You just order and then they bring you the bill, whatever that might be.
And I'm not an alcohol drinker anymore, but I remember drinking the top grade.
Oh, why not?
Hennessy's and things like that. When I was a drinker, we talking about like 2005, 2007.
Okay.
When I was going to the restaurant with him like that, and he was showing me, like, oh, I want this and this, lamb chops and all this, and, you know, we got caviar. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm there, we dressed up. They ain't letting me touch nothing. You know, everything coming out, all the dishes.
Yeah, your gratuity comes off of that. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. It's not a. They don't even let you, you know, decide. They tell you what the gratuity is.
Yeah, but I learned so much, and like you said, that three martini lunch, I've done that. I experienced that, and I was like, man, he hitting me. But then there was so many write offs I had. That was one of the write offs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, and we did it quarterly. It was a quarterly thing for me.
Okay.
Every 3 months, I see him three times. So I spent about $1,500 on consultation, basically.
Right.
To teach me how to do better things. So that's not a loss to me, the things I've gained and the business I've grown by working with that man.
Yeah. Like I said, plus it's a tax write-off.
Yep.
And then you had time to spend with him and talk. But, you know, those are the kind of things that are buried into these kind of stimulus packages that average American wouldn't even know about.
Yes, sir. Right?
And everybody's always got their own self-interest, you know, all these politicians got their own self-interest when it comes to putting these bills together. So on the surface, it may look one way, but as they take a deep dive into it, there's a lot of other things that come out of it. But at some point in time, you have to pass one. I'm gonna give you my cut on this and we'll move on, is that I think the reason the Democrats has decided that we're not gonna fight y'all anymore on this thing, we're just gonna push it through and get some relief before the end of the year, is because come January, we're going to have a runoff vote in Georgia, and we're going to pick up those two Democratic seats, and we're going to flip the House to Democrats, then the Senate to Democrats, and now we'll have a lot easier time getting legislation passed that we feel is more beneficial to the American public. Yeah. That's my cut.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it with this. Like, like, they ramping up all the services, so I'm going to go through these. The Department of Health and Human Services set to receive an additional $2.1 billion compared to 2021, including $56 billion for public health workforce and career development efforts and billions of dollars for various health research initiatives. Like the person with the x-ray machine, the breathing machine, It's certain mm-hmm. careers that are going unfilled. That it's a craziness need in these mm-hmm. fields. So I see that money. Another one is 2021. It also includes a $13.5 billion for the Treasury Department, an increase of $429 million over last year's levels. Because we're getting to the point where our money is becoming becoming digital. So it's like we have to figure out how to maximize our technology because they couldn't print the dollars up.
Right.
You had to be in a facility around next to somebody.
Okay.
So then we was coming to discarding the other dollars. You was going to the grocery store. And you was like, hey, you cashless society. You're like, oh, this is happening. And you know, you got those people out there that's whatever they call it. They the hoax or like, this is they always say it's a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, the conspiracy like, oh, theory.
This is a disease. This disease yeah. is real. You don't, we don't, everybody that I know that lost at least about 5 family members or friends that they
oh, ain't no doubt,
at
man.
At least a minimum.
Okay.
So that all that conspiracy theory stuff, y'all need to cut that out.
You see, and part of that, piggyback onto that, is the last stimulus checks, they weren't mailed out. There was a percentage that got mailed out, but most of them were electronically transferred into your account, right?
Yep, mine was direct deposit through my taxes from 2019.
Yeah, which eliminates the printing of the product and the stamp and the envelope. So there's a cost associated to mailing versus doing it electronic.
And then when the pandemic going, how they going to mail it when they took out the sorting system? So
right.
It take longer.
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue that the doggone postal service is working with now, man, is that they're so far behind. They talking about making them work Christmas Day in order to get all the Christmas products through the system.
Yep, listen to this one. The IRS will receive $409 million more in 2021 because they got to get their IT up.
Yeah.
You got people stealing income tax checks, people claiming the wrong kids, or they doing it on purpose, or they finding the loopholes, and they got technology to hack the IRS system, but the IRS, like, this like Fort Knox. They coming at us like we a third world country, how they hacking the IRS.
Yeah, yeah. The Russians are all in there, man.
Yeah.
They know everything.
They tapping into those systems. So I'm looking at when it comes to, like, the new careers come out because AI is coming. Artificial intelligence is coming, and mm-hmm. automation, it's going to speed up. So it's a lot of careers. I know that in the state of Mississippi, they got 100,000 jobs that are not filled, and they're looking at the number. They're doing their data analysis, and they're like, some of these people about to retire, and they not saying they're going to retire. They're letting their pension or whatever they got in a bank. They living off of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's going to be a change in the guard where more training is needed in our next generation.
Oh, no doubt, man. And the healthcare, I think, is going to be one of the major leaders in this field as far as people deciding that, you know, I'm going to have a change of career, man. You know, you watch the news and you talk to some of these frontline workers, man, and it's like this pandemic has been so devastating. It's almost like being in a war, right?
Yes, sir.
What is it? PTSD that they get?
Post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah. And a lot of them are going to have to deal with that at some point in time when this is over, whether or not they stay in their careers. And we got to be ready to fill those voids, to fill those gaps, because a lot of those folks are not going to stick around, man.
Man, is it so?
And you got to be prepared to take care of them too, right? Just like the veterans, the money that they appropriated for the veterans, they're going to have some money for these healthcare workers, man, frontline workers, to deal with this mental stress that they got going on.
Yeah. I'm on holiday break, so I spend a lot of time at home cleaning up, reading, working out,
okay.
studying stuff. And I don't know how I stumbled across this, but Oscar Mayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hot dog that ride around as a car.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That did that marketing. One of the heirs, H-E-I-S-R-S, heirs to the throne of Oscar Mayer, I read an article with him, but then I heard an interview too. It's like it all happened like in sync for me. So I read the article one day and I heard him talking. And he's part of the Meyer family, Oscar Meyer.
Oscar Meyer.
Baloney, okay, his first true. Name. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yep. And he was talking about when he was 26, he decided not to take his allotment of the trust fund left over to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he came to terms in his life, and it's going back to what we talking about, financial literacy. He said he came to his terms in his life that he said his privilege was too strong.
Okay.
And it's the first time I've ever heard this. I've seen it. I've seen it. And I've been starting to hear it. And it's been starting being prevalent. He He said, I just gave it all away.
That's, I heard that today.
Yeah, and he
I
said.
I heard that today.
And he was talking, and I was reading his article. I think it was today when I heard him talk, too. But I listened, read the article the other day. And he got to the point, even though when he started still giving the money all away, he found out that it wasn't even necessary for him to have the money. Because his name, his skin color, and it afforded him a privilege still.
That's right. That nobody, that the majority of people don't ever get.
Yeah, he's about the financial education he got on how to deal with money. And he mentioned this. And I was just like, wow. And in my 43 years being on this earth, I've always been trying to get to this side. And I'm seeing it more and more today. Where don't touch the principal. Mm-hmm. Live off the interest. And a lot of us coming from families that don't have somebody leaving you some money behind, we find ourselves interested in things that we find ourselves paying interest and never having a principal to live off of.
There you go. That's it.
And he said his duty being in the Meyer family when they left his trust fund, it says your job is to spread the wealth so that the family that's don't even that's not even born yet, you don't touch the principal because that amount you're living off of, when you're dead and gone, they're going to live off of
it. They're going to live off of it.
So he said he got a couple jobs somewhere. He got a job working for like a Habitat for Humanity and helping people with financial services. And he said he used to look at their bank statements and see how bad their credit was and all this. And he said he used to go home, open his statement, and say, you made 20% more. And he said, I started feeling guilty like I ain't do nothing.
Didn't do anything.
I'm not smarter than nobody. He said, the people I'm helping, I don't even have the education that they have. They got student loan debt. They got this. He said, I don't got none of those issues. Then I did a mission trip in a third world country. And I realized how much more privilege I had.
Okay.
So then when I go on the side of looking at like the coronavirus, this bill, Flint, jobs being filled, the racial gap has spread the financial gap even wider.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Because somebody that has privilege, they're gonna stake their claim and be entitled to that right. And for the person that don't know, it's just gonna be pats on the back for you and saying and throwing you little $600 of your own money.
Right. Don't get it twisted. It's your own money now. It's taxpayers' dollars they're using.
Because the same PPE loans about to hit. Because the first round of PPE loans, Tony, was only for a couple of months, a couple of weeks. So we're talking about companies getting millions of dollars and saying it's to cover you for 3 months.
Millions of dollars.
So now they say they're rethinking this whole bill to say, hey, we got to get them some money for 2 years now. So the companies that was getting, they got $2 million for like 3 or 4 months, they about to get $10, $15 million, and you about to get $600.
Yep. That's right, man. The rich, through this pandemic, the rich got richer. Okay? The rich got richer and the poor got poor, and it needs to be fixed. It's got to get changed. That wealth has to get spread back to these that are less fortunate, like your guy you're talking about from Oscar Mayer.
Yeah,
he get it, man. He get it.
And see, I find myself in having a good group of friends in different spaces throughout this country, throughout this state. And I was talking to a friend. I'm gonna leave him unnamed, but he's a mentor of mine. And he's only like 3 years older than me. Actually, one of his high school, he went to Brother Rice, so they ended up beating us for a championship 1 year in Muskegon. And he rubbed it in my face because he knew I was working at Muskegon at the time.
Okay. Took him long enough.
Yeah, it took him long enough. He was a good friend of mine, though. And he was talking about a Bezos wife.
Oh, yeah.
And how she's giving away money. And I think it's called 84ways.com. And she's giving money to people. They don't even have to apply for it, organizations. And the organization he works for, he's a higher up in the corporate America. They received $25 million from her, no question asked. But he's working with an organization that's really serving people that's really needing it.
Okay.
But this is information that I get, and I'm like, he say, look up this company in your city and see if they got any money, and you should be able to go to them and ask them. Because they got money with no strings attached, where they should be able to help and support initiatives that your school or your community is doing.
Yeah, she
said, look them up and call them on it. They got it.
Yeah.
You say, if they mention that, if they're one of the organizations that receive that funding, you say, you go to them. And he told me that the other day, and I was like, I really appreciate you. And he say, you don't have to. He said, it's my job to let people know that there's resources out there being spread. Like you said, the financial gap is happening. It's getting bigger and bigger because he didn't have to say nothing.
Nope.
He don't have to say nothing. He can take that $25 million and tell his board, like, we got $25 million. He go, you a check. He go, you a check. He go, you a check. All right. Good Christmas break, everybody. We only going to give $5 million to the community because that's the way it used to go.
Well, normally in those nonprofits, you know, there's 10% only actually goes to the people that need it. You know, 90% get ate up in administrative costs. But back to Bezos' wife, there's a, I think it's Morgan State University. She gave him $40 million just last week. It's a historical black college.
And he's no strings attached money. Yeah. She's just giving him.
You know, and those are the kind of stories that we need to hear about.
But then that's somebody being compelled that I'm in a space that I don't feel comfortable with this money.
Yeah.
Because I know the means of how I got it was because I knew somebody, my network, and my family. And that ain't right. So spread the wealth when you get it. And I'm going to finish with this. And I'm going to let you get your point in. It's got to be Dale Carnegie. He mentioned, he said for the first 40 years of his life, he made his money. And he amassed a wealth of like $400 million. And they say when he died, they found a note in his dresser. And it said that. And the second part of it, on the other side of the note, it said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life giving all my money away.
What Bill Gates does. Bill Gates gave a tremendous amount of money away. And the History Channel has a story on the industrialization of America.
Yes, I love that. I love that story.
It's an awesome
Cavalier.
It's an awesome show, man. It talks about the Vanderbilt. The Vanderbilt. And it's just really a great history lesson about how this country was built.
The automobile put probably five of those brothers that we mentioned on one project.
Yeah.
Firestone,
Fisher, GE, Fisher Body, yep, GE,
the electric, the iron, the
Edison.
When the automobile rolled out, it was like it made millionaires about 10 billionaires.
Then billionaires actually, and today that is what drives this economy is the automobile and the truck.
Yep.
Don't they
agreed.
It don't.
They agreed on. They told, I think it was Cavalier because he was a train guy, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And they told him, like, no, we're not going to expand in the Midwest. We're going to make this automobile. And you're going to be part of this industry where we're going, instead of making train tracks, we're going to use your iron and steel to make frames of automobiles.
Yep.
So you're going to be included in the patent forever.
Yeah, forever. And that's why the Fords have so much money that their children will never be broke.
So you got to imagine, they don't need college. And somebody said, go to college, get this, get that. They don't need that because they got social equity in the relationships that they have. They know a millionaire. When they get 18, say, can I get a $3 million loan?
Sure, walk in any bank and get a $3 million loan because these are Ford.
Or dad, can I get $3 million? I'll pay it back. Okay, you're going to have to pay it back in 10 years. Well, I'll just put the $3 million in the bank and just live off the interest and just pay you as I live off the interest.
Right. Yeah.
If I'm collecting 12%.
Plus, they're always going to have a job because it's a family business.
That's right.
Okay? So, man, they'll never have to worry about working anywhere or for anyone unless they want to.
So I'm telling everybody, I haven't been functioning in grief, anxiety, fear, and worry. I've really been functioning in application during this pandemic and watching for the signs and wonders that I'm going to make the connections that it's going to be like a Dale Carnegie. I want to get to the point where I'm giving things away to people.
Yeah.
Because that's a sense of gratitude. And I'm not angry at that system. But somewhere, the road has to end. And it has to get to a space where that secret language is being passed on. And communities are thriving, not starving. And then you got extremely wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying somebody could be filthy rich, but why does somebody have to be filthy poor?
Very good. Very good. Not in this country. Richest country on the face of the earth. Okay? And we got people, it's Christmas and people are sitting in lines to get food. I came down Houston today. I didn't know what the heck was going on. They had the police out there directing traffic. And I get up to, I think it's 3rd Street in the community, the Catholic Community Services there. Food truck giving away food, man. There's so many people out here that don't have any food in this country.
They haven't had a job. You gotta think, like, we've been blessed to do what we do, There's people that's been furloughed, Tony.
Since March. Yeah.
With families of three, families of four, where they got bills that saving them from getting evicted.
That's part of their stimulus package. It's to be able to continue to stay in your home until you can, you know, afford to pay back that in arrears. So 2021 is still going to be a challenging year for all of us.
Yep. So look, I know.
I think it's going to be a better start.
Yep. And it gets us to the sense of this. It's the holiday season. And what you're learning now, it's not about things. It's not about getting stuff. It's about loving on your family, having acceptance of your humility and your humbleness that you in, and just begin to a true space of gratitude. It's not about when I get this, when I get this degree. It's about being. I'm being and I'm thankful. And when you get to the space of you being and you thankful, that's when you become the true word that God told Moses. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
When you get there, that's when you are able to see your purpose. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success with 103.7 The Beat.